Since we're running a little bit behind. Okay. Let's try to finish up the mitzvah part today. And if we can, we want to start with... we definitely want to at least... Well, we start at the beginning of the shir or the middle of the shir, but on, by Sunday I want to be doing the chira and basa taiva, the sigin to tezayin or beis, yudzayin or manalef, so we can get into real gemara finally. And then after that... Sugya probably will start from the beginning straight. Okay. I may give you more marmakomos on Sunday just to round out that topic of basa nechira and taiva. I might decide just go into it a little bit more. Okay. First, just to finish off what we were doing and to add a little bit to it. Firstly, Willie, right? Willie? Is he here? Rob? Brought to my attention, as usual here, just sitting down the other day, that the Ramban, and so we talked about the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, who based on the Pasuk speaks about Kedusha in the context of Nevela and Batsa Pachalav. So the Ramban says, don't think this is Tiyuv, on the contrary, it's a function of Kedusha Yisrael. And I thought that was a very, very important Na'ara, because of our whole presentation that Nevela and Shechita, that these aren't, these become Macholos Asuros because of Kedushas Yisrael and the Chiyuv to live in a certain way and according to certain high standards. So he brought to my attention the fact that the Ramban himself earlier says pretty clearly that Nevela is one of those Macholos Asuros that is Mitamtem Esalev, and then he speaks about it in very negative terms. So I told him, just to clarify that point, I totally agree that that's kind of what I was trying to point out, which is that the Ramban, there are two elements here. One is the ha'ara that the Ramban makes in the reading of the Pasuk, namely that of the Pasuk in Re'eh, the Torah doesn't emphasize the negative, but it sounds like the Isur is a function of the status and standards of Kedusha. That's the first and most important insight of the Ramban in that pasuk. This is again Perek Tezvav in Dvarim, Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezvav, pasuk I think Chaf Aleph. Yeah, the pasuk of Nevela. Then the question is how to read, you know, to Bisharecha Tochlenu Atamei V'Atamei. Yeah, here it is. So the Yudalit Chaf Aleph. I'm sorry. So the Torah tells us that Lo Solchu Kol Nevela Lager Asher B'Sharecha Titnenu B'Achala O Machol Nachri Kiam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha Lo Sivasho Gedi B'Chalei Bimo. So the Kiam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha seems out of place here, and the Ramban's insight is that this flows from the high ambitious standard of Kedusha. Then it's very striking that the Ramban refers this to the second half of the pasuk after the asnachta, the los of Ashok Gedi B'Chalei Bimo, and not to the first part. So that, I think, his ha'ara is correct. And that is that the Ramban is l'shitaso. For whatever reason, the Ramban has concluded that Nevela is, maybe because it's Metame and all the other things that we discussed, that Nevela is a davar taiv with an ayin. And as such, he says, well, but the pasuk says, Kiyam Kadosh Hashem Elokecha, so that has to be going on the I'm just saying that if we accept the insight about the intent of the pasuk Kiyam Kadosh Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, and we note that Bepashtus, based on the trup and everything else, that it relates at least as much, if not more, to the Nevela part than the Basa Bechala part, so then that reinforces what we have been suggesting all along. Having said that, the Sfarno says this explicitly on the Nevela part. On this pasuk, it says Lo Sochu Kol Nevela Afilu. That's okay. Kiam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha. Afal Bisha Nevela Neosa with an aleph. Lemazon Enoshi Kimola Ger Ola Akum. The fact that a Ger Toshav and an Akum can eat Nevela shows that there's nothing wrong with it. Eina Neosa Lemazon Am Kodesh Muchan Leshlemus Hamechuvan Meis Hakel Yizbarach. So basically, the Svarno takes the Ramban's idea and applies it clearly to the veil. The Ramban himself, maybe l'shitaso doesn't. And it should just also be noted that the Ramban earlier, just looking around again, says something similar about trefos, although there the formulation's a little more ambiguous. in Shmos Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Lamed, Torah tells us also, they're talking about, really the context has nothing to do with Machalos Asuros, it's Mishpatim. Elokim lo sekalel, meliascha v'dim machalot ta'acher, b'chor banecha titein li, kein tasen l'shor chalitzonecha, shivas yomim yeimimo, b'yamashmin titein li. And then the pasuk says, this parak hafez pasuk lamed, v'anshe kodesh tiyun li, v'basar basada trefa, lo sochelu la'kelev tashlichu noso. Here we're not talking about nevela, we're talking about trefa. But again, it's just fascinating that the Torah introduces trefa again with a statement of v'anshe kodesh tiyun li. So here again, the Ramban makes a similar ha'ara, although his language is a little bit less forceful. Ramban says, "Tama kasav azeh ki ad heina hiskir ha'mishpatim v'hiskir b'dvarim ha'mechu'arim v'atak shabala hatka b'yisra machal pasach v'yomar anshe kodesh tiyun li sharoi hu sheyokal ha'adam kol ma sheyichyebro." Ve'eno isurin klab macholim rak tahara benefesh shetochal dvarim nikiim shalo yolidu ovi v'gasus benefesh. Okay, namar ve'anshe kodesh tiyun li klamar ani chafetz shetiyu anshe kodesh bavur shetiyu ru'im li ledavkabi shani kadosh lefikach lo tigalu with an ayin nafsho sechem b'achilas dvarim hamituavim. The kachamar al teshaksu es nafshos echem b'kol asheretz hashoreitz b'lo titamu bahem b'nitmesem bam k'ni Hashem alokeichem and v'hiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani hine hashrotzim mishaksim anefesh v'hatrefa ein b'shikutz avo yesh bo shmira mimena b'kedusha. So again, the Ramban here contrasts shkatzim urmasim, which are mituavim, and trefa, which is a function of Kedusha. The only thing that's a little bit interesting about this Ramban is that in describing trefa, he starts off by saying it's perfectly, you know, fine and edible, and, you know, one would think that anything that sustains life and, you know, is nutritious, I guess, would qualify for food, right? But then when he says that as a result of the concept of being davek b'kedusha, he says that's why we want to avoid things sheyesh bem ovi v'gasus haruach. So here the Ramban associates Ovi v'gasus haruach, the metamte mishalev that he speaks about in other places, actually is a function of the chiyuv kedusha, and he contrasts that with something which is, I guess, more intrinsically mituav, namely shkatzim. So in light of this Ramban, I think that one could, you know, raise the following question. Namely, the Ramban also agrees with the Svarno's reading, and it's not just basa b'chalav, it's also nevela. And earlier when he speaks about being metamte mishalev, that's part of this category of Kedusha as opposed to shkatzim or masim. Or what we just said, which is maybe trefa, basa b'chalav, you know, or maybe there are four categories, or in this three categories, shkatzim, basa b'chalav, and then trefa, which is ovi, you know, v'timtum, what did I say again? What was it? Gasus haruach. I'm sorry, but not quite as far as nevela. I'm not really sure. Either way, in the general worldview of the Ramban, we'll get back to this. It's just fascinating that things are off limits. You know, foods are prohibited for a variety, a wide range of different reasons. In other words, there is the, let's not forget the Ramban about shchutei chutz and that whole parsha. There's dam, and Ramban says in other places too, dam and chelev, which may be asur because they're essentially chelev gavoa. It's a kind of me'ila, not really me'ila because we're not talking about kachim, but that's what the Ramban explains, that chelev and dam, they're royal hakrava alamizbeach, and therefore they shouldn't be eaten. It's their greater potential as karbonos is the osir, that's one level. Then there's the shkatzim or masim, dvarim, which are intrinsically mituabim. And then you have, you know, his comments about basa b'chalav and his comments about trefa, which are a little bit different. Basa b'chalav sounds like it's even on a, you know, higher plane, you know, food-wise. I don't know in the food chain, but in the spirituality chain of food, I guess, than trefa. And I'm just not sure, you know, whether Nevela goes with Shkatzim or Masim, or it too goes with Treifa, or not. But essentially there are three or four different categories of types of Macholas Asuros that are quite different in their nature. Of course, this idea of Treifa, Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, works very nicely with what we've been discussing, especially in light of the following issue, which we're just going to mention but not go into. And that is, what is the relationship between Treifa and Shechita? Again, what I was trying to say about Nevela in applying the Ramban, as the Sfarnu certainly does, is that in a way, the Chiyuv Shechita, and maybe even the fact that Shechita plays a role in Kodshim, so that is symbolic in the kind of elevation, you know, of Basar in Basar Chulin as well. So we're trying to say that this is all connected. And in light of that, I've also been trying to suggest that the Isur of Avram and Achai and Nevela, right, and Eina Zavuach aren't three totally different dinim either, but there's a connection between them. They're like different, they're different stages or levels of the same general idea, the Mechayiv, the fundamental Mechayiv of which is really the Chiyuv to elevate Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, or Banim, or Kedoshim Atem LaHashem Elokecha, which is connected to the Shechita. So that works very nicely for Nevela, as we've discussed. What about Treifa? So on the surface, Treifa is a psul b'fnei atzmo, right? And has nothing to do with Shechita. Shechita's motzi midei Nevela, but Shechita is not makshir Treifa, obviously. On the other hand, it should be noted, there's a very famous Rambam in Hilchos Sherav HaSatuma. We'll have a chance to speak about this at some point, I just don't know yet when. The Rambam in Hilchos Sherav HaSatuma seems to equate Treifa and Shechitas Akum. Very strange Rambam. And Reb Chaim noted this Rambam, and Reb Chaim has a whole approach that he develops. Essentially, the argument is that Treifa isn't an Isur b'fnei atzmo. Treifa is a state which is not nitan leheter shechita. As the Rambam compares Treifa and Shechitas Akum, because Shechitas Akum, even though you physically do a ma'aseh shechita, doesn't have the capacity, right, to be matir al yidei shechita. And that's what Treifa is true. The problem of Treifa isn't Treifa per se. Treifa precludes Heter Shechita. That's how Reb Chaim understood Treifa. This is part of it you'll find, at least, in the letters, in the Chidushi Agriz. He has this, and the Rav used to speak about it a lot. There are other rayas for it. So, of course, again, if this idea is true, that Treifa is a lack of Heter Shechita, that's what Treifa is. So, number one, it underscores once more that Shechita isn't just a physical act and a matir, but that it's, again, a certain legal status. The point is that Treifa is not nitan leheter shechita. But then, of course, it works in perfectly with what we've been trying to say about Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, that whole connection in the Ramban. Okay, just something to think about. That's point number one. Point number two, just to get to finish off with the Rashbats, there were two ha'aras that I wanted to make. Number one, if you look at the Rashbats in Zohar HaRakia, when he says that, when he contrasts Kodshim and Chulin, he specifically mentions Kodshim and separately Korban Pesach. He says Shechita is a mitzvah in Kodshim and in Korban Pesach. That's what he says in Zohar Rakia. That's very important in light of our discussion, which we're going to get back to very briefly, and that is about the possibility of being mechalek between Shechita's Kodshim generally and Shechita's Korban Pesach more specifically. Again, it's Koveya Le'inim, the Chabura, the Minuyim, many other dinim that establish the psukim themselves, the question of shlichus, shalol minuyav, the issues that we discussed. So the Rashbats is already sensitive to that by mentioning that we count shechita as a mitzvah in kodshim and in korban pesach as if the two are separate, and he's contrasting them to chulin. That's point number one. Point number two,
Gemara Pesachim explicitly says, when it says,
and Zayin Beis. Yeah, in Zayin Beis it sounds that way as well. It works in very nicely in Zionoid base. Correct. The other point is the point we mentioned the other day, and that is that there are two formulations in the Rashbats when he wants to explain, according to the Bahag, that Shechita is a matir. What is it matir? So in one place, he says Nevela, and in the other place he says Eber Menachai. So of course Nevela is easy to understand. Nevela is, you know, you shech the animal and it's motzi midei. Otherwise it would be a Nevela. Eber Menachai is a little more difficult. Either way, the question is, you know, which is it? So again, in light of what we've been discussing, which is that Eivor Menachai, again, according to some Rishonim, Eivor Menachai, Nevela, Trefa, Ina Zavuach, they're four totally different categories, nothing to do with each other. But we've also suggested that there's some evidence, that at least according to some Farshim, that all of these, or some of these, are all interconnected. Nevela, Trefa, Eivor Menachai, it's all about the strategy, the Kedusha strategy of being Matir, Basar, and maybe even in a manner which is not coincidentally resembles Kadshim. So this is what we suggested to explain Rashi, Shavuos, Chavdal, and Amidalef, and Enis HaKalisa. This is what we suggested to explain Rashi and Chulin when it comes to the question of, to answer the question of Ein Machzikin, Me'isar, Isar. So in light of this, the Rashbat is very good. You can it can be interchangeable when we say that, oh, Shechita's Matir, Matir what? So in one place it says Eivor Menachai, the other place it says Nevela. The point is that these are really connected. These are different points on the same basic continuum. At the same time, just to make it clear, we talked about the Prima Gadim. Yeah.
Just to go back to the question of Trefa and how closely this relates to the broader construct of Shechita they were trying to construct, I think you can, one way of explaining the Kudas and Machlokas between the Ramah, let's say the Marashal, the Bracha, Bisali Beirusa, of whether we're going to go ahead and make a Bracha in that case on Shechita with the potential for a Trefa is exactly that.
I mean, Shechita being Motsu Midei Nevela, but not Midei Trefa. Could be. It's very possible. Again, that's a Machlokas. There's a Tshuva of Rashi. Where Rashi says that this is what Daniel's referring to. There's a tshuva of Rashi. Rashi seems to say that if you do shechita on a treifa, you also make birchas shechita, even though you can't be ochel. You're not matir lachila, but you're motzi midei tumas nevela. And there are many poskim who think that that's wrong. The Bach in the beginning of Siman Yud Tes indicates this, and others. That it's not true, that if you know something is a treifa, then you can't make the bracha. Indeed, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a safek treifa in Siman Yud Tes, right, if you have a safek treifa, then you should wait and make the bracha achar shkita. We still have to discuss achar shkita, how you can do that. But obviously, his point being that if you know that it's treifa, you don't make the bracha. Now, again, this could be more of a technical argument, namely, what matir, or what is the mitzvah of shkita? Is it about tumas nevela? Or the focus on the veil, or is it about heter achila? Could be more, you know, that question. But you're right; it could be related to this issue as well, the nature of treifa, etc. Yeah.
Yerushalmi in Parakas also Gimel and Brachos. So the Gemara says that you did not choshesh for the treifa, but the Gemara is choshesh for nevela.
For nevela.
So that would, I guess, work with.
Yeah, I think that's one of the rayas that they bring in this whole discussion about whether you make a bracha or not. I think they do bring the raya. You're absolutely correct from the Yerushalmi and in Brahmas, which we'll get back to soon. Okay. Yeah.
It might be in terms of this larger issue that we're talking about. Isur Achila Dam might also fit into that. The Rambam in Shrita Aleph Bet, he says that Isur Dam is not so much eating the blood per se, but eating the animal when the blood is still in the animal. When it's Mifar Keset, and it's still moving around.
Right. We'll discuss that a little more when we get to Mifar Keset. Yeah, right. Could be. And also the psukim always have dam, Eivor Menachai and dam. Right. They always go together. Both, again, in the parasha of Noach, in Shkutei Chutz, in Parshas Re'eh, Perikin Beis, Pasuk Tazvav, Chav through Chav Beis, maybe. Again, dam may also be related to other things, as we discussed. I mean, the Ramban has like three or four possibilities about dam. But absolutely, it could be related to Kadshim, it could be related to Nefesh. You know, that's the murder part, or it could be that it's connected here as well. Yeah.
The Rosh on the second daf Tet quotes both Eivor Menachai and Enes Bucha, not as like conflicting, just as that they're both together.
Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah,
I think it works. Again, when we get to it, we'll get to all the details. I just don't want to go into it so much now. But you're absolutely right. I think it works nicely with this problem, and that is no one's denying that you might violate more than one, or that they might even express themselves in different ways, but they are part of the same story, which the Rishonim was saying, Machzikin Misa Lisa, who are very specific about it, are clearly they're opposed to that view. Okay, let me just move on just a little bit. As far as the so we discussed on Tuesday was the question whether there is a mitzvah and what is the nature of that mitzvah. What we basically said was there are some Rishonim who think there's no mitzvah; it's simply a matir. And then there are others who think it is a mitzvah. And what I was trying to add to the discussion was that if you look at some mafarshim, they think mitzvah has one meaning, although maybe different meanings according to different mafarshim. But what I'm suggesting is that if you look at the Rishonim, what we find is it's much more complicated than that. Different formulations of what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is lavav b'machal aseh, or it is a kiyum aseh, or it is a kiyuv in the context of rotze lechol basar. It's an interesting formulation. Or it's even the idea that you're celebrating, in a way, the requirement of and the contribution of the matir to this process. That's what I prefer for Shitas HaRambam. That, I think, explains the language of the Rambam and is the most consistent with the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Beis, also Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, etc. These are the different formulations. So what I was trying to suggest was that the question that some Achronim ask, according to the different Shitas, there is or is not a mitzvah, is in part because they took too narrow a view, I think, of what these categories mean. And the example I gave was the Prima Gadim. That's, I think, when we stopped on Tuesday. The Prima Gadim's questions against the Rambam are based on several assumptions, some of which are definitely disputable. Okay. Number one, the problem is, he says, well, if you hold that there's a mitzvah of Shechita, then there should be an Iser Gamor, not just the regular Iser of Chatzishir. Number one, one could dispute that. Vizavachta, Yachalta, with the focus on Vizavachta, is going to be an Iser of Chatzishir. That's the assumption of the Prima Gadim and the Minchas Chinuch about Shalom Kaderach. One could certainly challenge that from many points of view. Number one, there's Vizavachta Viachalta, which the Prima Gadim himself discusses. Number two, even if it's the word Vizavachta, it's very possible that it's just reinforcing the Isra of Achila, in which case it depends on the lav and not on the formulation and the assay. Okay, but either way, he's assuming that. Then he says, but if that's true, so then I have a steer on the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah, and yet the Rambam says that nishba l'kayim es a mitzvah mushba v'yomed mehar Sinai doesn't apply to chatzishir of nevela, and according to my reasoning, the Rambam consistently should have held that way, unless you say that the principle of mushba v'yomed and isur chal isur as well applies only in lavin and not in essen, and he's not so comfortable with that either. But my point is just to say that the Prima Gadim was, in addition to the other things that he was assuming, was also assuming that the word, that the meaning of mitzvah means isur aseh, lav abba mechlal aseh, and that's what it means. And therefore the point is that when you eat the basar, in addition to violating the vela or possibly Avram and Achai, you also violate the lav of the isur, you've also violated the isur aseh. You're piling on onshin. And if that's the case, the question is, so, you know, it's a kind of a mujba v'yomi. But according to what we've been suggesting, which is that according to the Rambam, it's a kiyum or a chiyuv, again, the formulations of the Kesa Mishnah. Or it's the fact that there is the need for and the contribution of the matir, that's the mitzvah. So then, number one, you probably wouldn't conclude that there is an Isur Chatzishir Gamur, because the whole focus isn't on the Isur Achila, it's on the lost opportunity, or, you know, of the Shechita. Moreover, it's not the lost opportunity of the Shechita. It's what the Shechita accomplishes and what it reflects when you do it. So that has nothing to do with Isur Chal Isur or Mujba V'Yomed, even if it were to be true that it would apply to Pachos Mikashir, that if you were to be Zoveach, Pachos Mikashir, Kazayas, I mean, which thing would be possible, that, you know, were such a thing possible, maybe it would be, you would fulfill the mitzvah. But nonetheless, it's not an Isur Aseh. And even if you take the view that only when you eat it, it does it actually trigger the assay, it's still not because of the eating. It's because of the method of preparation that went into it. But my point being that according to the other perspectives on what the mitzvah assay is, you would probably be uncomfortable with the Prima Gaudium's conclusion that there is an Isser Chatz Pafos Mikashiur Kazayas, A, or B, even if you thought that was correct, it would have very little to do with Mujba V'yomeid or with Enis Echala Yisr. And I think that this is true for some of the other discussions of the Achronim as well. Okay. Having said that, let me just zero in on two other points. The idea of Lava Bamechlal Ase, number one. And what is the Ramban's Shita in particular? So the Ramban in Shorish Aleph defends the Bahag, and I think he has two formulations there, as we discussed. Either Shechita Zamatir, or it's a Lav Abba Mechlal Ase. Does the Ramban hold this way himself? Well, the Ramban in Al HaTorah likes the Sifrei and says Kasher Tzivisicha is a reference to Kadshim, and that might refer to it being a real mitzvah. In Kadshim, the Shechita, which is an Avoda, certainly is not just Lav Abba Mechlal Ase. There certainly it's a Kiyum Ase. So, already, based on the Ramban's Perush al Torah, we would wonder what is his Shita in light of his defense of the Baha. But I think it goes two steps beyond that. Yeah?
The Ramban, he also mentions Shachatu, Korapesa, in the piece on al Torah.
Say that again?
He mentions Korapesa in his circuit. He quotes Shachatu, which would highlight the idea that it's an.
Which Ramban are you talking about?
In al Torah, in also Ka'al,
I think. You mean Array?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he mentions both. He mentions Vayikra and he mentions Korban Pesach.
And the highlight idea of that the Shechita is in Avoda more so than.
Because he's even equating it to Korban Pesach.
Right.
Yeah. Assuming that he thinks that Korban Pesach is better than regular Kadshim.
Right.
Well, it's definitely not worse when it comes to Shechita. Right. I think he has it already in the Kadshim part, but you're right. Okay. So the point is that there's another Diuk in the Ramban. I think other people say it as well, and that is the Ramban's discussion in Shoresh Shishi in Sefer Mitzvos, which I wanted you to look at. I wanted to look at it for two reasons. Number one, for the Ramban Shita and Shechita, but also just to speak just for a couple of minutes about the general phenomenon. If you take the view that Shechita is either a matir or it's a lava b'machalal asay, so that raises serious question about both minyan mitzvos and the bracha. Do you count matirim in minyan mitzvos? Do you make brachos on matirim? Right. Again, the general consensus out there is, I just don't happen to fully agree with it, that the Rambam counts a lot of the things that he counts because he counts matirim, and we make brachos on them as well. And making brachos on matirim, that's what the Rashbatz says for the Bahag. Right? He asks the question in both places, or three places actually, but we make a bracha? Yeah, we make a bracha on a matir. Is that so obvious? Again, Tosfos in Chulin Kufei about Nikur and Melicha says we don't. Okay. I suggested the other day there might be chilukim between different matirim. In Minyan Mitzvos too, as I say, the general consensus, the Rambam counts matirim. Is it so clear? I was suggesting the other day, he does count matirim, but only the ones that are like parshios, namely the ones where the need for a matir or the particular method of that matir is somehow reflects a kiyum. I stand by that generally, although it does become difficult to defend certain essence of the Rambam, but I think that's generally what's going on. So this is a question, matirim is a question of mitzvos, lava b'machlal asay as well. Do you count? Do you make a bracha on a lava b'machlal asay? So that's the Prima Gaudium that I mentioned. The Prima Gaudium in Simen Yates says the reason that the Torah begins by mentioning again that Shechita is a mitzvah, like the Lavush, is because they were conscious of this problem. They were thinking that if it's just an Isser Asay, then just like you don't make a bracha on a lav, you don't make a bracha on an Isser Asay, on a lav b'machlal asay either. And indeed, the Rishonim already say this. There's a famous tshuva of Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat that, how could it be a famous tshuva of Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat? I mean, that sounds, you know, mugzam, right? But it really isn't. What's the famous tshuva about? mean, how can it be a famous tshuva of Rabbi Yosef Palat?
It's in the Nosei Kehillim, sure.
Yeah, I mean, everybody quotes it. And the reason is because, you know, we just don't associate with Rabbi Yosef Palat. But he's the one who asked, or one of the first discussions of the question, you know, what is the criterion for bracha making? How come there are mitzvahs that we make brachos and we don't? Everybody knows that the Rishonim discuss this question at length. Do you make a bracha on tzedakah? Do you make a bracha on, you know, on kisei? Why do you make a bracha on kisei adam? Why don't you make a bracha on all sorts of things? You do on matnas aniyim, you don't on tzedakah. All these rules that developed in the context of this discussion already of the gonim, and Rabbi Yosef ben Palat's tshuva is like one of the most famous ones. Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lechavero. If you're worried that, you know, it's Davar Shetoli Bedas Acherim, as a Torah posted, you know, Toli Bedas Atzmo, because you're Choshesh for Bracha Levatala. A lot of these, the Rajba, of course, in Simin, in Tshuva Yud Ches, in Chelek Aleph, has, you know, one of the long tshuvas, but there it's quoted everywhere, the Abu Dram and the Bala Itur and the Tmindeim. They all, you know, weigh in on this issue. How come it seems very arbitrary when we do and when we don't make brachas? So one of the questions that Rabbi Yosef, or one of the suggestions Rabbi Yosef Palat made, was that when it is an asay that is really a function of an azara, which is another way of saying an isur asay, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. So then he himself asked the question, so why, what about shechita? Now the answer that he gave is particularly fascinating. If you get a chance, look it up. It's in the Tmindeim. I think it's Kuf Ayin Tes. Kuf Ayin Tes. Sounds right. The Abu Dram also quotes it in it's Tefillah Shel Chol. I think he has the tshuva there. If you get a chance to look at it, because it's very, very important for what we want to speak about Sunday, Mechira, Basa Taiva, etc. But the question is a very strong question. If you hold something as maybe technically nasei, but it's fundamentally just a way of adding on to the onesh of the, which is primarily an azhara or an alav, then you're not going to make a tzanakim, you don't make a bracha. Okay. So according to those who shown him who really think that lav above the klal asei here, the question of bracha becomes very serious. And I said that's essentially the assumption of Rav Yosef ibn Palat's question. And that's why the Prima Gadim wanted to emphasize the Levush, etc. And essentially that's how the Lechem Mishnah read the Rambam. But the Lechem Mishnah says that the Lefikach in Halacha, Perek Aleph Cheshita Halacha Beis, right, we discussed it the other day, whether the Rambam begins with, you know, all the dinim of Oph and Chaya and Behema are the same Lefikach, or that's the end of the previous halacha, and the Lefikach is the beginning of halacha base. But the way the Lechem Mishnah reads it is the Lefikach says, since in halacha Aleph I said it's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah kiyumis at that, therefore you make a bracha. So whether you make a bracha on matirim, or whether you make a bracha on isuri asei, is a very serious question. What about minyan mitzvahs? So here too it's a serious matter. Essentially, the Ramban's defense of the Bahag in Shorash Aleph is, we don't count lav abba mechlal asay in minyan mitzvahs, and that's why the Bahag didn't count it. Meaning in Kadshim, it's not a lav abba mechlal asay, it's a kiyum. And in Chulin, it's a lav abba mechlal asay, and therefore it's not counted. But the interesting thing is, the Ramban develops this idea. The Ramban subscribes to this idea generally, or he just is defending the Bahag. That's always a problem in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The answer is, Rafi, in this case. In general, it's hard to know. I mean, the Ramban was very liberal in his defense of the Bahag. He had great respect for the Bahag, even if he didn't hold like him. But he, you know, he saw justification to that approach. But that's his own view or not?
In light of what we saw in Chumash?
In terms of Shechita specifically, you're right. So there seems to be a discrepancy in Chumash, and we'll get to his comments in Chulin soon as well. But in terms of the general issue of minyan mitzvah, the criterion for minyan mitzvahs, do you count lav abba mechlal asei in minyan mitzvahs according to the Ramban? There'd probably be other ways to find that out. Exactly. So if you look at Shorash Vav, so what does the Rambam say in Shorash Vav? What precipitated the Ramban's comments?
Ramban was talking, I mean, he mentioned this rule.
Ramban's Shrushim gives the rules, right? So what is the Rambam's rule? Remember?
I don't remember.
Daniel? Adam?
Say that if it's listing, if the Torah writes explicitly a lav and an asif together, then you can't vote.
Yeah, example? Well, the ribbis is the what they use against the Rambam. The Rambam does count ribbis. Lanachri tigos, I'm sorry, lanachri tashich, and lanachri tigos in the context of Shemitas Ksafim, the Rambam counts as mitzvos aseh. But that's not the examples that he gives. What example does he give, Rafi?
Shabbos,
Yom Tov, right? He says, right, to be shoveis mimalacha b'Shabbos. The Rambam counts it as mitzvah aseh, and mitzvah sos aseh, and Yom Tov as well. He says because the Torah speaks about Shvisa in both senses. He says, and that's the reason why you should count it. And then the Rambam has this very nice thing in the end where he says, and no one ever made a mistake about these matters. It's so simple that you can't even err if you try. Okay? Shabbat Shiva Asay Velos Asay Roy Lumnos Asay Shabbat In Mitzvah Asay Lav Shabbat Shlos Asay Da Shadavar Echad. And then he has three examples. Number one is not saying a los ase, like Shabbos and Yom Tov. The other one is the ase is first, and if you don't, if you don't adhere to the ase, if you don't implement the ase, you violate a lav. You should marry her if you're ma'anis or la yuchal l'shalchol kol yama. Or the opposite, where you have a kind of lavanita klase, you have a lav, and then you have an asay, which is metake. So the Rambam says there are three cases, three types, three categories where we count Essen and Lavin. One is if they, the Torah, formulates on the same issue a positive and a negative. The other is when there's a relationship between them in either order. Right. And then he says, V'chol min me'elu roi she'imane, v'chol mitzaseh v'lavin v'chol lo saseh. And so on. Okay, once he wrote that, he made himself vulnerable. So the Ramban said, I don't know about that. And not only that, but I think the Rambam left out a category for which he could severely be challenged. And that is the category of Rafi. What are the examples of that? So, Lenachri, Tashich, Vitigos, according to the Ramban's reading of the Rambam, he says, I don't understand why the Rambam counted that. It's a Lava Bamachal Asay. Moreover, what's the other examples relevant to us? Kashrus, Bidika Simanim, that's Kuf Mem Tes through Kuf Nun Beis, or Kuf Nun Gimel, wherever it goes, till Kiddush HaKodesh. Bidikas Chaya, Bidikas Sof, Bidikas Behema. The Rambam counts those in the minyan of mitzvah aseh, and the Ramban thinks that they should be dropped, because there's no mitzvah to eat a kosher animal, right? Unless it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Basically, the mitzvah is the iser is to refrain, right? You're not allowed to eat a non-kosher animal. So when we say bedikas hasimanim and so on, right? It's basically lava b'mechlal aseh. And the Ramban says the Bahag is right. Lava Bamachal Asay should not be counted. Except that, if that's the case, then let's go back to Shechita for a moment. So is Shechita excluded from the Minyan? So it's fascinating that in Shorish Vav, the Ramban does not give the example of Shechita. Only the others. Why? I think the answer is because the Ramban was justifying the Bahag. So the Bahag will say it's a lava b'mechlal aseh, but the Ramban himself doesn't see it as lava b'mechlal aseh. After all, kasher tzivisicha, right? Even the Bahag doesn't think that in shchitas kachim it's a lava b'mechlal aseh. There it's a kiyum aseh. So the Ramban l'shitaso in kasher tzivisicha doesn't think that shchita is lava b'mechlal aseh, but he can understand the Bahag. And not everybody interprets kasher tzivisicha the way he and the Sifrei do. Rashi and the Rambam, Dafka, interpret Kasher Tzivisicha differently. If you believe that Shechitas Kadshim and Shechitas Chulin are separate, then Lav Abba Mechlal Asei is a good justification. The Ramban himself doesn't believe it, and I think this is also consistent with the Ramban and Chulin, and Lam and Aleph and Aleph, which we'll get to, where the Ramban again formulates Asei of Shechita, and we'll discuss exactly how he does that. What about the Rambam? What's the Rambam's answer to all of this? Again, the Ramban doesn't like the Bedikas Simanim. He doesn't like Lanachri Tashich, Lanachri Tigos. If you recall the discussion between Rabbi Daniel Ababli and Rabbi Raman Rambam, Frankel put it on, it's Maisa Nisim Simin Yud, but Frankel put it on Kuf Ayin, was it Hey? Kuf Tzadiches, which is, what's Daniel, what's Kuf Tzadiches? Eliyahu? Ribbis, exactly. Lanachri Tigos. That's exactly the problem. How can the Rambam count it? It's a lav abba mechlal aseh. You shouldn't count such things. So what is the Rambam's view on this matter? So there are many Mefarshim who say, yeah, the Rambam disagrees. He thinks the Ramban is right that there's a fourth category and that the Rambam counts them. And that's lav abba mechlal aseh. Frankly, even if that is true, I would suggest that even if all these things are lav abba mechlal aseh, I would still make the following ha'ara. Does the Rambam count all of them? It doesn't seem so. So I would say, if he does count lav abba mechlal aseh, he only does so when counting it as an aseh adds a dimension, again, conceptually, halachically, to our understanding. By which I mean the following. Just give you a very simple, just let me back up for one more second. There's another methodological argument among the Rishonim in Minyan HaMitzvos, like the Rambam's suggestion before. Let's say Shabbos or Yom Tov. You have an Aseh and a Lav. Do you count them separately or not? So the again, Rabbi Ruchan Fischer Perlo discusses this great length in Sefer Mitzvah Sajigon. It's one of his favorite things whenever he can throw it in. It tries to say that the Bahag and Rav Sajigon disagree with the Rambam. They don't count Essen and Lavin. They'll only count one. Then there's another debate, and that is, what is the default one that you count? The Aseh or the Lav? Or, and Rabbi Ruchan Fischer Perlo thinks that there's a pattern in that. I would add an or. Maybe there isn't a pattern. Why isn't there a pattern? And what about this argument itself? I would say the following. Even when you have an Aseh and a Lav, and you don't always count them both, you don't necessarily choose always the Aseh or always the Lav. Sometimes when you have the overlap of an Aseh and a Lav, the overlap is an overlap rooted in the Iser. The Aseh is a reinforcement of the Iser. Even the Shebal Taseh, in other words, you know, this Iser continues to exert influence. Sometimes the squandering of an opportunity to do a mitzvah saseh is so significant and severe that it's tantamount to a lav. Sometimes really the category is the aseh, right? The lav is its reinforcement. I'll give you a very simple example in Yana the Yoma, literally, Yom Kippur. It's one of the discussions our Brooklyn Fischer Perlo has, right? The Torah doesn't formulate the Iser Achila on Yom Kippur in negative terms, only in positive terms. We know that if you don't do V'inisem, right, you can be Chayiv Misa. But the Torah never says, you know, Tzom or Lo Sochlu. It's V'inisem. I think conceptually the question is not just, you know, coincidence the Torah used this or that expression. Basically, the Isa, when you eat on Yom Kippur, so the problem is you haven't fasted on Yom Kippur. You've squandered the opportunity to fast. It's not the eating per se. It's not macholas asuros. Or it's the opposite. Right? The Iser is eating. And there's an even a mitzvah saseh to make sure that you avoid this Iser. Those are two totally different, maybe for Yom Kippur, we'll speak about it, those are two totally different perspectives in the understanding of the fast. And I think that idea, the Rambam will generally count an Aseh and a Lav because he thinks that it's not one or the other. It's not Lav or Lav Bishnayim, either reinforcement of the Aseh or reinforcement of the Lav, but the Rambam will always count twice when he thinks that there are two different dinim here. There's an Isur and a Kiyum. I think that's certainly true in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even when the Rambam counts Lav Abba Mechlal Asay, I think it's because he believes that there is an Asay component to this Isur. In the same way that I just described in Yom Kippur. And I think that's the reason why the Rambam did not, if he holds this way, did not admit that there was another category. Because for the Rambam, that's just another way of saying when there's an Asay and when there's a Lav. Just like Shvisa b'sheva al tasev, mimalacha b'shabbos b'yom tov is a kiyum, so too being careful in avoiding certain isurim is a kiyum. And you lose that kiyum when you eat it, even as primarily, first and foremost, you're violating the law. In other words, what I'm suggesting is that if the Rambam does count lav abba mechlal aseis, it's because there's always a kiyum dimension in them. One could take this one step further and say the reason Ram didn't quote this category is because, just taking it a little bit further, what he's really saying is it never exists. There's no such thing as a lav abba mechlal aseis. Every time you have something that looks like a lav abba mechlal aseis, it really is a kiyum aseis, b'shev al ta'aseh. Like what we were suggesting about shechita. It isn't that when you eat the basar, in addition to nevela or eiver menachai, you also violate eina zvucha. It's that when you do an act of shechita, even though it is a rishus and it's a miyirtze, right, that reflects something about the category and the nature of achilas basar in the context of kedushas Yisrael, and that's a kiyum. So, for example, in the cases that the Ramban attacks, bedikas asimanim, right? So, if you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Machlokes Asuros, right, so the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam really counts these because he holds that they are a lav abba mechlal aseis, but he counts lav abba mechlal aseis as a mitzvah. That's the Magen Mishnah. Livdok mitzvah say. Okay, actually, I'm going to read the Magen Mishnah first. Kvar bi'ur Rabbeinu b'psichas halachos shesimane behema v'chayim mitzvah achas v'shalof mitzvah acheres and so on. Ubir in a mitzvah seila b'sefer mitzvos. Sha'anu rashoim lechol atahorim v'lo atmeim. V'yodua lava abba mechalal aseis aseis. Harizek ilu bo mitzvah aseis al meniyah so asuros b'inyan atzivui k'meniyah mimalacha b'yamim amekudashim. Ze barur v'kvar herich rabbeinu Yosef b'perek sheni. He calls it lava abba mechalal aseis, and then he compares it to aseis of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I'd like the comparison to the Asay of Shabbos and Yom Tov, but I don't think that the Rambam would agree that Shvisa Mimalacha and Shabbos and Yom Tov is Lav Abba Mechlal Asay. And indeed, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, the Chinuch says that Bidikas Simone Behema V'chaya, etc., is a mitzvah Asay, which you violate if you don't check the animal, even if it turns out to be a kosher animal.
Isn't Shvisa one of the examples he gives in the Shoresh?
Who? Yes. Question: what does he mean by it? So, what it sounds like the Magen Mishnah understood him to be saying, yeah, that's lav abba mechlal aseis. That the Torah says it in a positive and a negative language, even though it's exactly the same thing and it's really the theme of the lav. Nonetheless, you count it. The way I'm reading Sefer Mitzvah Shoresh Vav is different. What I'm saying is, the Rambam there says aseis and lav of Shabbos and Yom Tov because they are different dinim, and they might even overlap. There's a question whether Rambam believes that Shavuosim are included or not, that's not for now, but in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph at least, of Hilchos Shabbos, it sounds like the Ram limits it to Malachos. Later on in Perek Kaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Ram adds Shavuosim, we don't know whether it's Smachta or not. But even if you were to say Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, it is that factually, let me say, Rabbi Yochanan Fisher Perlo, when he wants to ever justify for the Bahag or of Sajagon that they count an Asay and a Lav that seem to be parallel, he always has to find a case. There has to be one case which applies to one and not the other. I'm suggesting that for the Rambam, even if you find no case, if conceptually it's two different approaches or perspectives on the mitzvah, he'll count it. But the Magen Mishnah here, like the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, understood that these really are lav abba mechlal aseis, and yet the Magen Mishnah compares it to aseis v'shabbos v'yom tov, because that's how he understands them too. What I'm suggesting is, I like the comparison, but I think because neither of them are lav abba mechlal aseis. They're all kiyumim. I think it's clear in the Rambam in Shabbos and Yom Tov. I think it's clear here too. So that's the Sefer HaKinuch's idea. And if you look at the Rambam here, just the formulation, did you want to say this? Oh, just hold off 1 second. The Rambam says, Livdok b'simani behema, Livdok b'simani ha'oth, Livdok b'simani. He doesn't say, you know, if you eat it and it's pasul, you also violate us. And more, not only that, in the actual halachos, mitzvah haseh leida hasimani, shemavdilin bahen. So, din yediyah, why this isn't a function of Talmud Torah, this is Talmud Torah as applied to kashrus. If you look at the Kinas Sofrim in Shorish Vav, and if you look also at the language, it's even better, of the Rambam in the end, when he has this cluster, Kufmen Pes, Kufnun, Kufnun Aleph, Kufnun Beis, in the end, he almost says it explicitly in Sefer Mitzvahs. Just look at the language there. What the Kinas Sofrim and others point out, which is, again, he's not saying that, you know, if you eat these non-kosher foods, you get an asay together with the lav. Just like, you know, sometimes you get two lav in, lav or l'bishnayin, or b'shalosh, here you get an extra asay. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, the extra shmira, not to eat food, which is not called, the bedika, or the yediya, or the havdalah, the process itself, is a mitzvah. It's only a little striking that the Rambam thinks it's a separate mitzvah for oaf, for behema, for chai. One might have thought that this would all be one. That's number one, don't eat non-kosher food. And number two, expend physical and spiritual care that you're about what you're about to eat. If you happen to eat something, you know, which you should have checked but didn't, so you're lacking a kiyum or you're in violation of an isur aseh, quite separate from the fact that you happen to eat non-kosher meat. That's the point of the Rambam in these things. And I think that's his point in Shechita too. Again, Shechita isn't an Isra say. Shechita is the need for a matir to begin with. But while the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, blah, 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 Machlal say generally, I think he does agree with him, at least, on the Shechita point. It was a question for us, Adam. Yeah.
Right, the
Ravid in Minyan HaKotzar, yeah, well, by Shechita, because he says, oh, maybe he thinks it's Lav Lo Mechal Aseh. And also in the Bedikos, the Ravid disagrees in the Minyan HaKotzar and says, oh, it's a Lav Lo Mechal Aseh, you shouldn't count it. Thinking that the Rambam was counting it, like the Magen Mishnah, like the Ramban.
The Rambam might have counted it because the Lai Hu Omer is a Lav Lo Mechal Aseh.
Say that again?
The Lai Hu Omer is a Lav Lo Mechal Aseh.
Well, basically what I'm saying is either he does, but when he does, it's also because of the example that I gave in Yom Kippur, namely there's an assay perspective on this Maisa Avera. Namely, part of this Maisa Avera isn't just the Maisa Avera, it's also the, you know, the maybe the you did it in a Kumva Assay way, but the Mechayev is the fact that you haven't done the mitzvah part of it. You haven't avoided it. That's the myth. Then he could, I was just saying, if he counts Lav Lo Mechal Aseh, I think that's what he has in mind, which is not just the piling on Lav or get another demerit for the exact same Mechayev. Or every time we have a lot, what looks like a Lav Lo Mechal Aseh, you have to say something like what the Rambam says in Bedikas Simanim, etc. That it's always about the extra Shmira, the Yediya, and so on. In all cases. That would be challenging to do, but I think these are two approaches. Okay, good. Let's get back to some nafkamina now. Okay, so that's in terms of the Ramban. Oh, now, I just said the Rambans, I think also the Shitaso in Chul and Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, and in Rosh Hashanah, I'll get back to that in just a second. The so far we've seen various nafkamina, whether Shechita is a mitzvah or not, right? Some of them are more incidental, Enis Achal Liser, Machzikin Misalisir, Chatzishir, Shalom Kederech. Now we've discussed the question of Minyan Mitzvos and a little bit of Bracha. We'll get back to the Bracha part in just a few minutes. What are some of the other issues at stake? And here again, I just qualify by saying it also may depend on what the nature of the Mitzvah is, as we've just been discussing. So one issue is the question of.
Also, just another indication that Ramban may be willing to count some of them also. The mitzvah, the essay of Yakir. Which...
What's Ramban say about that? Okay. Yeah. Well, I think the essay of Yakir, you know, to be discussed, is actually an example. I don't think it's a lava b'machlal aseh at all. I think layucha levaker, which he counts also with Shema Mechazim, is, I think it's a great example of the, and that's what you mean. I think layucha levaker is a great example
of where it's not. Where it's not.
It flows from Yakir.
Yeah, exactly.
And it really is positive.
Right.
In other words, what looks like a lot of Bamaklala say to the naked eye, upon further examination, and if you read the Ramban's comment, say from Mitzvah and in Al Torah, I think that's really clear, and I think that they're tangible.
In other words, even the model that even what you think might be a lot of Bamaklala is really adding. So.
Right. Ramban and again, I think that's true for Shechita for the Ramban, and I think it's true for Yakir, and from a bunch of other things as well. I just think that the Rambam is much more expansive. It ends up being a machlokas in Pratim. Again, there could be a machlokas whether you count lav b'machal say, but even then I'm convinced that the Rambam does so because of the kiyum aspect of the mechayiv, generally. Moreover, I think it's possible that in every single case you have that paradigm, and then it's always a machlokas in Pratim, just to understand how the case is, what the nature of the mitzvah really is. But I agree with you. Okay. Lechatchila b'di'evet. Here's the lechatchila in Hilchos Shechita. This is an issue that the Rav used to speak about a lot. Whenever the question of tvila, shechita, when the question of matirim or mitzvos came up, he would discuss this problem. Is there a lechatchila? Just an example. The famous discussion of the rush in Gittin. Right? There's a debate when it comes to a get and shtaros generally, whether Eide Chasima Karsi or Eide Mesira Karsi, or Blazer and Rabbi Meir. Okay, we're not going to discuss that now, but I just want to give it as an example. The riff was of the opinion that Rabbi Eliezer, who says Eide Mesira Karsi, also believes in Eide Chasima Karsi. If you don't know what I'm talking about, because you haven't learned those, it doesn't matter. You don't. The details are not important. The riff was of the opinion that basically it's af Eide Mesira Karsi, but Eide Mesira Karsi are Ikar, but Eide Chasima work as well. Okay. So the rush in the end of Gittin, Natsugya, Dapevav, attacks the Rif, and one of the things that he attacks is, he says, what do you mean L'chatchila B'di, what do you mean Ikar and Tafel L'chatchila B'di'evet? We're talking about Doraisas here. And if we're talking about Doraisas, and we're not talking about Mitzvos, then what do you mean Ikar L'chatchila? Either works or doesn't work. A legal definition, a matir, right, either is effective or it's ineffective. How could there be a preferred or a bedieved matir? Now, the truth is, it's obvious that on a drabbanon level, and maybe even on a derais level for certain issues, one could argue. For example, let's say you need like a certain level of nemanus. And the more nemanus you have, the better it is, even in a chosha mishpat context. So sometimes you rely on, bare bones standards of nemanus, but you'd prefer not to have the suffek and rely on klali achra. We'll get to that idea anyways soon. So then, even in non-mitzvah contexts, there might be lechatchilas, like the Mishnah here in the beginning of Chulin, right? What about, katan begadol omid al gabav? Is that a lechatchila way to do shechita? Right? But what about relying on nemanus or robes or chazakos, robetsuim netzo shechita mumchen hein, when you have the ability to be mevarer, you could get a better birur. So to say there's lechatchila and b'di'eved, in terms of reliance on standards of nemanus, as opposed to kol ha'achra, that makes sense, even in pure chosha mishpat. But if we're not talking about nemanus, but we're talking about, again, the legal definition, it's trickier. So here we're talking, for example, about simanim. Rov simanim, ruba kekula, or is there lechatchila to shech the whole sim? Or an oaf. So lechatchila, the Gemara says you should me'ula as if you do both simanim. But the Yavid, you can go away with one sim. So is that lechatchila and b'di'evid a daraisa or drabban? So Rashi, and daf chav ches, and aleph, same Gemara that we saw already about Kasher Tzivisicha. So Rashi says, seems to say that it's a Dindraban. But other Rishonim there, the Ramban, and if you look at the Rambam here in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shechita, sounds like it's a Dindaraisa.
The Ramban is two days. One is exactly like the Rashi Gittin.
Yeah, the Rambam, Rambam has 2 days. He originally says that it's a Dindaraisa, and then he says, maybe not, after all. And this, of course, is very relevant for the Ramban's overall shita. I'll explain more in a minute. Ba'ofu Omar She'atzud Tzayit Chaya Ov, etc. Hilchas Shkita B'kul Anachasi, Lefikach Choke Behemo Chaya Ov Mivarech Tchila. For the Rambam, Rambam speaks about it being Me'ula, have both Simanim. It sounds like it's a Dindaraisa. Actually, it's very fascinating. The Rambam says, V'hilchas Shkita B'kul Anachasi. We discussed whether that line goes on the previous halacha or it's appropriately begins halacha base. That's what he says, right? Hilchos shchita b'kula nachasi. So the Radvaz asks, what do you mean hilchos shchita b'kula nachasi? In Oaf, there is two simanim. There's this one siman, I'm sorry. And in Behema and Chaya, there are two simanim. So it's not kula nachasi. What?
Hilchos shchita, not
shchita. So basically, the Radvaz gives two answers. One answer he gives is, like what you're saying, which is, you know, those are pratim, basically. What we mean is the concept of shechita is the same. Fine. Moreover, you could say that the idea is the same. After all, one formulation in the Radvaz, that, you need two simanim in a behema, you know, to make sure that it's really, you know, absolutely... positively dead. But in Oaf, Simen Echad is already absolutely positively, certainly dead. So basically, the difference between Simen Echad, Shnei Simanim, is a technicality. It's the way you apply one single principle.
Is
it Kesef
Mishnah?
It could be. Maybe I'm mixing up the Kesef Mishnah and Radvaz. The second answer that he gives, though, is, well, the Rambam said that the Ma'ula is to Shech to Simanim, which is another way of saying, in Achanami, the discrepancy between one and two Simanim would undermine the claim of Hilchos Shechita B'kula Nachasi, but this Ma'ula is what solves the problem. If you believe the Ma'ula solves the problem, then it's much better if you really hold it to Dindaraisa, obviously. So basically, well, B'kitzur, what I'm trying to show is that there seems to be a debate among the Rishonim whether the Lachatchila in doing a better or a more comprehensive, a more thorough Shechita, and here it's not Nemanus, they say, whether that's Daraisa or Drabana. And that could very well be connected to the question of whether Shechita is a mitzvah. But here I would just qualify by saying, within the world of Shechita being a mitzvah, if Shechita is only a matir, then I think the Lachatchila of this sort is really a problem. If Shechita is a mitzvah, maybe it depends on the nature of the mitzvah. If we're talking about lava b'mechlal aseh, then I would still think there shouldn't be a lechatchila. Right? It's whatever triggers the iser nevela or ever menachai, the iser, nothing more. Even if it's an aseh, it's a technical aseh. Even if it's the requirement or the need for a matir, I would say, so then whatever the matir works, possibly. If it's a chiyuv or a kiyum, where... and especially if it's connected to the act of avoda and kachim, then it's certainly possible to say that any lechatchila, daraisa, is sensible. Of course, again, it also depends on what the lechatchila is based on. As you could say it's the kiyum, but still no lechatchila daraisa, because the lechatchila here is more, it's not really about a better qualitative shechita as much as it is about, you know, avoiding any kind of safek that maybe you didn't really do the rov. Meaning it's a nemanus type of issue in the end, or parallel to the nemanus type of issue. So that's something else to consider. There was a question.
The Kesef Mishnah on, I think it's Shechita Aleph, he also talks about that the Rambam can learn Shechita Oaf from the Kaf Zayin, I think it was, in Kluwin.
Right. Right. He asked that quite that long piece.
And over there it's learned from the Torah, right, in the Pasuk.
Right.
Yes,
so that would work very nicely again with this idea. Very good, Shikoach, Michael. That's a good point. That again, that the meula of the simanim is really a dindaraisa, according to the Rambam. Okay. What about kavana? So in the world of mitzvos, we know that mitzvos, trichos, ain't trichos, kavana, is a huge debate. Again, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, and other places, the Gemara in Erevin, right? The Gemara speaks in a number of places whether mitzvos, trichos, or ain't trichos, kavana. There's also a debate among the Rishonim, how you paskin. The Rambam, seems to, contradict himself internally. A lot of discussion about that as well. You know, when it comes to Megillah and Shofar, the Rambam seems to say Shrichas Kavanah. When it comes to Achilas Matzah and other things, the Rambam thinks Ain Shrichas Kavanah. It's a distinction that the Gemara already made, but the Rambam takes even further. It's not our problem right now. Again, maybe before Rosh Hashanah we'll speak about it, but there's a debate whether mitzvos Shrichas or Ain Shrichas Kavanah. What about Shchita? And what about Tvila? Right, there's a question whether they are or aren't mitzvos. Do you need kavana in tvila and in shchita? Let's zero in only on shchita because that's what we're analyzing at the moment. So, Eli, is it? Eli, right? Do we need kavana in shchita? The machlokes from Nasan the Chachamim, whether you need kavana b'shchita. Who says that you don't need? B'shchita schule. What about kachim? Misasa b'kachim is pasul. That's the Gemara on Lamed Aleph. Right, so you have the Gemara Dafyud Beis and the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Dafyud Beis and Beis says that's why katan works, right? Because we have all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean katan works? Not because you don't need kavana b'shchita, but because God Lamed Al Gabav provides the. So we have to discuss that question about God Lamed Al Gabav. We'll discuss it. But basically, the simple reading of the Gemara is that you don't need kavana b'shchitas kulin, but you do need kavana b'shchitas kadshim. Now, why do you need kavana b'shchitas kadshim, and why misasik is possible? That is also not so clear. Right? I mean, and what about tefillah? Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. This is Yalam and Aleph, correct. Again, let's say the guy falls off the bridge into a sparkling, spiritually, inspiring mikvah, right? Or just a mayan, or something of that sort. Does the tvila work, especially in l'inyan tahara, or not? Right, that's the question. So that's a debate between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So the question is, does any of that? Does that debate between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan have anything to do with the debate about mitzvah shrichos kavana? So, as far as shchitas kadshim is concerned, the Gemara seems to say, well, misasik the Gemara originally compares and assumes that the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would apply also to shchita, right? And then the Gemara says, no, the diuk is that misasik b'kadshim is possible. So we're not sure what to do exactly with that either. So there are several questions to raise there. We're not going to discuss them at the moment. Maybe we'll get back to them. And that is, for example, when we say misasik b'kadshim pasul, is that only a din in shchita, or is that a din also in the other avodas? Not so clear. Is it a din in avoda, or is it a din in mitzvah shchita? Or shchita as a certain kind of avoda? Secondly, another question to raise. If you are misasik b'shchitas kadshim, so the avoda is psula. That's clear in the Gemara. What's not clear is the animal an avela? Or is the animal shchuta, just not kadshim? That would be very important to figure out from many points of view. Very important. Partly these two questions are relevant to what we asked a second ago. Is this the din of mitzvah shrichas kavana? Or is it something else? Is it a din in avodas kadshim that requires a certain level of kavana, etc.? Either way, in chulin, it's clear that there's no requirement of kavana. Now, there may be some requirement of yediyas or kavanas chaticha, if not kavanas mitzvah. And that's one issue that the Gemara discusses. Moreover, there is a concept of koach gavra. Okay, we'll discuss this more fully when we get to Yud Beis and Yud Beis. Namely, a Maisa Kof doesn't work in Shchita, right? There is a din of Koach Gavra. There's a debate among the Rishonim whether or not things like gravity is also good or not? In other words, a hipil is good. What about a nafal? Like you have a sock in, if you throw a sock in, that certainly works. You know, you throw it and, serendipity. You know, you did a perfect shchit, right? Bli koach gavra certainly doesn't work. Let's say you drop a sock in. So that's a debate among the Rishonim, and it's a famous discussion between the Rajba and the Ra'ah, and the end, I think, of Shar Aleph of Hilchos Shechita. In Shabbos and in Ezekin, this might be considered effective. Does that mean that it works in Shechita? The discussion between the Rajba and the Ra'ah, maybe in Ezekin depend on responsibility, being causally responsible. Right, but in Shechita, you need a Maisa Shechita. So these are different levels. This is very important. I think this is very important for the question of the relationship between Kodshim and Chulin. So it's clearly, getting back to if you remember the Bach said that you can't say Kasher Tzivisicha refers to Kodshim, because Kodshim and Chulin, they're so different. You need Kavana for Kodshim, and you don't need Kavana for Chulin. He obviously thought that discrepancy was huge and significant. One could have said, yeah, that's for the avoda part, not for the mitzvah part. One answer. Right? Or one could have said, it's true, you don't need kavana b'shchita, but you do need koach gavra, and maybe you need maisa shchita. So there are the echoes of kasher tzivisicha, even if we don't go so far, say you need actual kavana. I think that's a very important topic. Okay. We'll wait till your base until we discuss the details of it more fully, but even now we should be aware of it, and especially in context of the Bach. Getting back to our main issue, so what about mitzvah shrifas kavana, though? If it really is a mitzvah, why don't you need kavana from that point of view? So, what do we know about that? Ellie? So there are two Rambans. Did you see the Ramban Rosh Hashanah? In Chulin. We'll get to the Ramban Chulin in just a second. Dani, you saw the Ramban Rosh Hashanah? Just that last line. The bigger Ramban Rosh Hashanah is somewhat general. This question of Mitzvah Shrichos or in Shrichos Kavana. It's you could easily miss it, but it's pretty clear that according to the Ramban, Jason saw it? Avi saw it? Anybody see it? Ramban and Rosh Hashanah? No? Boycotting the Ramban and Rosh Hashanah? It's not just that you didn't see it, you boycotted it. That's what we mean when we say that a lav of Baba Chalasei is not exactly the same as a lav. Anyways, Yosef, you saw it?
Yeah, I thought he was putting his brother down.
Yeah, he seems to say that the Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is part of the general sugya, whether mitzvah srichas rain, srichas kavana. Which means that he's assuming that Shechitas Chulin is a mitzvah. The Ramban Chulin disentangles the sugya. How so, Ellie? One second, again? Okay, he does. I wouldn't say that that's wrong, but I wouldn't say that that's the most precise description of what he says either. In fact, what you just said, but it's very important that you said it. What?
He said the way to run.
Yeah. What you said is basically is consistent with the Ran's quotation of the Ramban. The Ran basically says, except that the Ran says it a little more forcefully, namely the Ran says, well, Shechita is not a mitzvah. So the mitzvah Shechitas Kavana is irrelevant to that. And he quotes it in the name of the Ramban. However, the Ramban himself doesn't say it exactly that way. He does, you're right, focus on the Matir part, but you have language, Yosef? Daniel, you have it? Oh, I thought you had it open. Who has it? Dani have it? Who has the Ramban Chulin? God, Eitan.
I have some of it.
Okay. Hopefully the good part. If you wrote it down, you wrote it down for a reason. Again, one more time?
When Ramban's talking about Shlita, Matur says, Matirin Vieshla Heter Litvara.
Okay. There's more. I mean, the language itself is very good. Michael, go ahead.
Also says, Maisit Tlinhu Vaitame. For explaining the difference between matir and a mitzvah.
The point is, he could have just said, this is a matir and that's a mitzvah, like the Ran says in his name. Michael, you have language?
I don't know, but doesn't he say that it's a hechsher?
Donnie, don't you have the letter?
I have it.
Oh, you have it there. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. What do you have? What? Oh, that's Ramban in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, slow. Dafka!
Dafka missiles halal shen matsirim vishem hesher zavar aser tefilah mataris ish levala mishkita mataris brasa lefilah.
What does he call them? Mitzvos hamachshiros. He doesn't say they're matirim, not mitzvos. The Ran says they're matir, not a mitzvah. He says it's a mitzvah which is machshir, and then he goes more. He says more. Again, v'on. Oh, so this is very, very good, I think. Meaning, what's he saying? That's, one could have said, I think you could explain the Ramban in various ways. Number one, I mean, even in the language of the Ramban, I mean, how does the Ran justify just rewriting the Ramban? You know, did he have in mind Shoresh Aleph? Maybe. Or maybe what he was saying was something else. And that is, what the Ramban is saying is there are two dinim in Shechita. There's a mitzvah and there's a matir. Mitzad, the mitzvah, mitzvos trichos, kavana. This is a question we haven't discussed till now, but let's discuss it now. Right. That's one thing we're discussing. Is it a mitzvah or not? If it's a mitzvah, is it the kind of mitzvah that has these particular dinim? Because if it's, you know, not a chiyum, but a kiyum, or if it's a mitzvah based on the matir, or if it's an isur asei, well, it depends what the applications are. It's not so simple anymore. Fine. But another question we haven't discussed now, and that is, let's say it's a mitzvah, and as a mitzvah, it requires certain things. Right? Is the matir contingent upon the mitzvah, or the mitzvah upon the matir? Are there two dinim? Is it integrated? If it's integrated, in which way? What exactly is the relationship between these variables? So one could have said that what the Ramban is saying is it's a mitzvah, but it's also a matir. So in the sugya, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan don't depend on mitzvah shikas kavana because forget about the mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah is lacking because mitzvah shikas kavana. But nonetheless, that's not going to be makiv. The matir lechud, and the mitzvah lechud. Maybe that's how the Ran understood the Ramban. If he wasn't just, you know, reading the Ramban through the lenses of Shoresh Aleph, that's how the Ramban says, though. That's, I think that's one way to explain the Ramban. The second way to explain the Ramban is that the Ramban is saying something much more subtle. And that is, I'm not saying forget about the mitzvah, it's still a separate matir. What I'm saying is the nature of this mitzvah is that it's matir. And therefore, it doesn't, even as a mitzvah, it's not determined by the regular rules of mitzvah srichas kavana. Mitzvah srichas kavana, when you have a purely ritual mitzvah. But a mitzvah which is defined by its impact, namely the matir, that's a different kind of mitzvah entirely. That mitzvah is more objective, the action is more objective, say mitzvah kavana. And that's why the Ramban adds the other point, which I think is really terrific for the following reason. Again, the Ramban, in his defense of the Bahag, say, quoted the Gemara in Pesachim, according to the Girsa that we don't have. Right? The Girsa, which explained the difference between Al and Lamed, wasn't due to the fact that you don't have to be Shochet, someone else could, but the fact that Shechita doesn't need to be done. It's never a Chova. Right? So we explained that Girsa in the Gemara, not our Girsa, could be explained in one of two ways. It could be explained as the Rashbats and the Ramban for the Bahag project it, which is, it's a matir, it's not a mitzvah. Or, even if it is a mitzvah, it's a different kind of mitzvah. Namely, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah chiyumis / betoras matir, when you need the matir. Albeit, that's a chiyum too. So the Ramban had, or liked that Girsa. Right? In the context of the Bahag, he was trying to justify the Bahag. We know from his Perush Al HaTorah and his comments in Shoresh Vav and his predilection in Rosh Hashanah to see this as part of Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah, and even from his formulation here in Chulin where he disentangles the two, but he doesn't say not a mitzvah. So what does he say? It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's partly, or that's defined in terms of its matir / Rishus Kiyum component. A Rishus / Kiyum / Matir type mitzvah is Ein Tzricha Kavana. I think that's perfect with Ramban. And it's perfect with his Girsa in Psachim. But the other way to read it, Rishonim who disagree, again, you could say what the Ran says, there is no mitzvah at all. Or you could say, the mitzvah l'chud and the matir l'chud. You could say what the Ramban says, the more complicated way. Right? Or you could say what the Ramban says in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Ramban and Rosh Hashanah now really needs to be looked at. In the Ramban and Rosh Hashanah says it's part of the same sugya. So he's certainly saying that it's a mitzvah, that I'm not just a matir. He's certainly saying that either it's a chi of a mitzvah or that kiyume mitzvos or matire mitzvos, whatever it is, are also under the rubric of Tzrichos Kavana. But he's also saying one other thing, which is really interesting. And that is that even though unquestionably this mitzvah is a matir, apparently the mitzvah side is ma'akev, the matir side. He has to be saying that too, according to that one line. Because he's saying, if mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana, so then what happens? It doesn't work. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, right, will dictate whether or not the shechita is effective or it's nevela. Not whether you're mekayim mitzvot. The sugya on Lamed Aleph isn't discussing, whether or not you're how many merits and demerits, before Rosh Hashanah you have. It's discussing whether or not the shechita and the tevila is ksher or not. So the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah is a huge chiddush from that point. That's the biggest chiddush of the Ramban. Not only the sugyas and same. And it is a mitzvah, and it's that kind of mitzvah, or it doesn't matter what kind of mitzvah, but that even the matir is hostage to the mitzvah. That's very interesting. I understand it also. I think it's an extreme view. But basically what it's saying is, the mitzvah and the chiyuv, shechita, cannot be disconnected from the matir. It's because of kasher tzivisicha, the elevation of this process, that's what's motzi midei nevela too. Wow. It may not be lahalacha because we pass mitzvah saint strichos kavana, but that should be a dea according to the manomer mitzvah strichos, according to that view of the Ramban, is certainly telling. Yeah.
Are we so sure that even if mitzvah strichos kavana that also itself would be considered nevela afterwards, that we would consider that these things might not get the mitzvah?
Maybe it isn't right. I think it's possible to say that it's not nevela, but it's an Isra of Eina Shchuta. But what I'm saying is it's not Mutter. I think to read it in the Gemara and Lamed Aleph, for sure. Unless you have another way. The Sugya Lamed Aleph is discussing whether it works, whether Shchita below Kavana works. It's not discussing whether you're Mekayim a Mitzvah or not.
If we isolate the Gemara, the line of Rosh Hashanah itself.
The line of the Rosh Hashanah itself is talking about Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in Chul and Lamed Aleph. I don't think you can isolate it from the Gemara. If he was talking about Hilchos, Tshuva, whether or not you have more Zchuyos or Chovos, then we could say it. But I don't think you can isolate it from Chulin. Now this idea that the Matir, can you split them? Or somebody asked, somebody else wanted to ask a question? Can you split them? And if not, does the Matir side, so the Ramani almost had the full range, right? Between the Chiddush Rana in the Ramban himself, and the Ramban and Rosh Hashanah, who better than the Ramban, who has such a complex view of this matter to begin with? Anyways, this idea, I think, appears in several other contexts. We'll have to finish with the Sunday. Let me just mention what they are. Number one, if you're not Mevarech at all, the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Again, I want to move quickly through it, though, because I want to start Nechira and Basar Taiva. We have to get moving. I want to do that on Sunday. But we'll finish off the outstanding things first. The Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the Chiddush Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says an amazing thing, as we discussed. We just don't know how authoritative the work is. But it seems like he said that Isha Sheshachta Psula, Shchita Arum Psula, and Shchita Bli Bracha Psula. Shocking, right? Hechan Matzinu, that these things, Isha, the problem is the sugya in Zvachim. Bracha, in general, Birchas HaMitzvah, there's a debate in the Rishonim. Is a Birchas HaMitzvah a kiyum in the mitzvah itself? Is it just a hakdam and a matir? Good. But a brachos, Birchas HaMitzvah are ma'akev? Very rarely. this is sort of, you know, Rashi, Ala Torah, and Parshas Kisavo, you know, Lavarti mitzvos, in the context of Vidui Maestros, Lavarti mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti, Rashi says, lo shachachti milivarechacha. And all the Mepharshim, you know, jump on that. What do you mean? What's going on? What does Rashi mean? Does Rashi think it's Daraisa? The brachos Daraisa? Are brachos ever Daraisa? I'm getting back to brachos, right? Are brachos Daraisa? Moreover, what do you mean? And if you're shachim levarechacha, is that ma'akev, the mitzvah of Vidui Maestros, or are brachos ma'akev? That's a big discussion. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Tezvav, discusses the context of Afrasha Trumas and Maestros, famous Gemara. The Gra, when he talks about Eichas Eretz Yisrael, here in Simen Yud Tes, he refers to the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Tezvav. The Gemara's Havamina, that Brachos might be Ma'akev. So the Halach of Eichas Eretz Yisrael, that the Bracha is Ma'akev, is a huge, huge Kiddush. It definitely points to Shechita being a mitzvah. If Shechita was just a matir, you know, then why do you even need a bracha as a problem? And certainly the bracha can't be ma'akev. It's got to be a mitzvah. But even if it's a mitzvah, then it's ma'akev is extraordinary. Where do we find brachas that are ma'akev? So we have to explain that.
The way the Rav Yah understands, so you don't have to say that.
It doesn't sound that way in Yochel Seretz Yisrael. The Mordechai and others quote the Rav Yah. Fine. The Rav Yah says it, and the Noda Behuda says.
That's extraordinary. Also, it's like Ma'aseh Shabbos. Like it doesn't.
What?
Even that view itself is extraordinary. Like what is it, Ma'aseh Shabbos?
Yeah, it's strange. It's very strange. I mean, right? Ma'aseh Shabbos we understand better, but the Noda Behuda says, oh, he's a mumar because he does it only if it would be b'mezid. He does it b'mezid, and he's like a mumar, you know, to skip over this bracha, and therefore he's pasul l'shchita. That's the Noda Behuda's justification for Chaser Eretz Yisrael. Then he goes on to say, however, it doesn't make sense because it's clear that Chaser Eretz Yisrael is saying it even b'shogeg, not just b'mezid. Even if it was only b'mezid, it's just remarkable. Again, guy doesn't make a bracha, so he becomes a mumar and he's pasal shechita. It's tamua b'alma, tamua ma'od. But the point is, and even if it's a mitzvah, that it should be ma'akev is extraordinary. That it should be ma'akev, the mitzvah is extraordinary. That it should be ma'akev, the actual hechsher, and that the shechita should be psula. So actually, Rabbi Elchanan Adler last week showed me that in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's parish on the Parsha, Emes Liakov, so on Lavarti Mosasecha v'lo shachachti, so he talks about the Rashi a little bit. I didn't get a chance to see the whole piece, but I was just running. But then he quotes Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and he says, obviously what Hilchos Eretz Yisrael has in mind with Shechita is not that you can't eat not that you are in violation of Nevela, but you would be in violation of the Asay of Eina Zavuach. They try to limit the damage. Okay, that's assuming that Eina Zavuach can be separated from Nevela. Maybe. But is it possible that that really you can't eat the that there's no Matir? I mean, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is saying, not just that you lose out on the mitzvah, but you the simple pshat of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is exactly that. So I think the idea, both in terms of it being ma'akev the mitzvah and it even being ma'akev the matir, is again there are two other manifestations of this Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. One is Arum and the other is Isha. The point is that Hilchos Eretz Yisrael seems to be putting shechita on a ritual pedestal. But it basically what he seems to be trying to say is it should be mavura lakol. Not only is it, but it should be mavura lakol that shechita is not just a matir. And it's not just to be motzi midei nevela. But that shechita is a mitzvah, a kiyum, a religious ritual. Rav used to explain Hilchos Eretz Yisrael about the Isha part, that apparently Hilchos Eretz Yisrael thought that shechita is an act of srara. An act of srara, and Nashim don't have srara. There are all sorts of explanations for Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they say, oh, Miss Shema Yisalef, and all sorts of strange explanations. The Rav thought it was srara. But I don't think it's even srara, except in the following sense. I think you have to put it together with the other one. The point is, he wanted to know that it is a religious act, a spiritual, an act of Kedusha. I would say an act, you know, that is meant to evoke the memory of Shechitas Kadshim. I don't know if you have to go so far. Ein Shechitas Kadshim itself, would you say that Arum, or you can't say that Isha is Psula? That's one of the questions against Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. My guess, and I'm speculating, is the following. Kadshim is kadshim. And therefore, the brachas not ma'akev and nashim are fine, and arum is fine too. The whole point is that shechitas chulin needs to be propped up as a davar shebikdusha. You need to underscore the kasher tzivisicha. And the way you do that is by insisting that, you know, the person be clothed, that he make the ritual aspects. And ish v'lo isha, a person who can be motzi, b'davar shebikdusha, only he can do the shechita. It's still an enormous chiddush. I'm not saying it's not. But I think that's what I really, my gut instinct is that's what Hilchos, it's compensation. You want to get to Kedusha, you have to overcompensate in Shechita. I mean, there's a lot of blood around, you're going to eat the meat, you know, with your friends, Katsviva Chayal. How are you going to inject Kedusha in this? The Brachas Ma'akev. You have to be fully clothed, and only somebody who can lead the Tefillos on Yom Kippur can be doing the Shechita. Okay. And by the way, it's clear that only men can lead the tefillah, so. Or any other. Yeah.
The mention would be like the Rambam and Chol Shabbos, when someone being Mechal Shabbos for Chola, basically says, you know, you shouldn't have Nashim, you shouldn't have Tanim, you should have Gedolim, Zekanim, and Chamim.
Okay, right. I mean, the Rambam there might be related to other things. He, in general, has a low view of the, you know, level of education of women and these things, but maybe, right. I mean, it's possible. Okay. But again, the other chiddush that emerges with this we conclude today is that not only have you lost the mitzvah, presumably, again, if Hilchos Eretz Yisrael only means you lost the mitzvah, that's enough. But it seems like you've also lost the heter achila. Now, even if the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is right that it's not nevela, but it's an iser veina zavuach, even that's a huge chiddush. But there is a parallel to such an idea, and I think Achronim point this out. I'm not sure if in that piece he quotes it. The Tosa Rosh in Brachos there in Tesvav says that according to the view that the bracha of Hafrashas Truma would be Ma'akev, the mitzvah, then the status of Teva would remain as well. You wouldn't just lose out on the mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma. It would be Teva. The matir wouldn't work either. In other words, whenever you have a mitzvah and a matir, you have to ask, are they separate? And even if they're not separate, which one in the integrated whole is the dominant one? So again, the Ramban in Tchulin seem to be saying the nature of this mitzvah as a matir, as a rishus, that's koveya. But the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah, and the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, according to this perspective, will be saying, the matir is a function of the mitzvah itself. The other place that this comes up is in Kisui Adar. So we'll speak about that a little bit. That if you're shochet veinu mechasa, according to the Rishonim who think that Kisui is the Gemar mitzvah of Shechita, is anybody going to say that that's ma'akev, the heter achila? So we'll speak about this and then the brachos issues, and then go on to Nechira on Sunday.